This bushfire that's been happening at Wentworth Falls over the weekend, we'll catch up with the New South Wales Rural Fire Service shortly, the advice from them. But somebody who's been following it very closely, understandably, is the well-known tech journalist, Still Gerrion. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Robbie.
Yeah, look, you obviously are covering all sorts of things in your role, but this one very close to your home.
Absolutely. 2.5 kilometres away. From the actual fire ground where I am, and sitting in the middle of near virgin eucalypt forest with the trees right up to the edge of the houses, because this sort of property is actually a set of holiday cottages, and that's the experience that's being sold. So if this place burns, it burns. Mm. But the good news is, you know, at least from my point of view, is that, you know, I'm the other side of the Great Western Highway, the other side of the rail line, the other side of a ridge, and for the weekend, the wind was blowing the fire in pretty much the opposite direction. Mm. So, and that's something I think that people don't understand necessarily about the fires. The locals have an understanding of how they're likely to behave.
Well, I was going to ask, are people, though, still a little bit nervous? It's only a couple of years ago since those terrible October bushfires, and is there a slight tension in the air when you see something like this, particularly at this time of the year? It's so early for it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you solidly change your plans. I mean, when the fire is just 2.5 kilometres away, you go, okay, that's now at watch and act. Although I'm outside the area, I'm talking on Twitter and getting messages from people who are living around the place and going, well, we're just outside the official alert area. What should we now be doing? And, you know, we get a lot of worries. There's a chap more in the path of the fire yesterday who, well, I've just arrived here from the United States. What am I meant to do? And we had staying at this property on the weekend. It was, I had to be a little bit. There was a young couple that obviously arrived for a romantic weekend away in the forest. But then as night falls, they watch the TV news. And, of course, the TV cameras are focusing down on the inferno on Friday night.
It's nice to have a romantic open fire, but not that kind of open fire.
Well, that's right. And they're seeing, wow, there are homes at risk. They're seeing this massive fire and you know, all power to the RFS people for going in right up to the edge of the fire to fight it. And what's worse, they're watching the footage of water bombing helicopters on TV, on the news, while at the same time they can hear those helicopters just 2 kilometres away constantly thump, 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 thump. The wife freaked and they just had to leave. And I mean, who can blame them?
No, look, you sound very relaxed for a man that's only 2.5 kilometres from the front of it. I have to say, Still Gerrion.
This is called having a plan. Yeah. I know that I'm outside the area. If I'm going to be inside the area, I'll soon notice. Yeah. And as soon as that says watch and act, well, I was already doing the watching. I was listening to the scanner to listen to the RFS comms themselves, and the act. I have a bag in there that I can just throw my clothes, my laptop computer and a few essentials in and be out of here in 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's hopefully other people in similar situations nearby as well. Hey, Still Gerrion, nice to hear from you. Thanks for calling
in. Yeah, Robbie, cheers.
Good on you, mate. One of the locals around Wentworth Falls near the fire front that, of course, has been burning over the last couple of days. We'll catch up with the RFS just for any further advice shortly.